Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
And Loot says, thank you for the best wishes, guys. Could you update me on Noah? I feel like I haven't seen much of him this season. Well, dude, you can thank the other young kid that they picked up last year why you don't see Noah. You know, that's really what it all is. It's all about Nick Needham. Look, X is not injured, so you're not seeing Noah. Jones is not injured, so you're not seeing Noah. And Needham is playing well, so you're not seeing Noah. It gets down to him being a dime guy at best at this point. That's why you're not seeing Noah. And I don't know if that's a bad thing, because right now you're in a playoff race, and he was clearly lost. Okay, look, I think he's – I got a lot of good reviews on him from scouts in the offseason, and I shared those with you on this podcast several months ago. So I think he's going to be fine down the line, but it's typical of any rookie, man. A lot of them are lost. A lot of them are trying to find their way. A lot of them are trying to figure out how to play at this game speed. So this year is probably more of a lost year for him, where he's not going to play a lot because they happen to have a deep secondary. And Nick Needham wasn't a flash in the pan last year. He started terrible. Then he became a good player as the year wore on. And by the end of the year, we were all like, hey, man, this is actually a good pickup.
We do need him.
Because, yeah, we do need him, because we didn't need to see him much early on in the season, and yet he made the comeback. And then he comes this year, and he started slow, but then he picked it up. Because remember, he wasn't playing early on either. And then he started playing more, and now he's in a groove. Now he's playing well, had an interception this past week. So the problem with Noah is that the guys in front of him are playing lights out right now. And that's one of the reasons why this secondary is so this is one of the reasons why this defense is so exceptional, that secondary allows the front seven, you know, more opportunities at the quarterback, because they're locking down receivers. And when you're playing zero coverage and you're willing to go one-on-one with guys, that's ballsy on the coach's part. It's skillful on the player's part, and unfortunately, it's bad news for Noah, because the guys in front of him are playing so well that he's not getting the opportunity that he normally would.
When we got to see Noah, would you say it was a 2 or 3 bad, 1 good? It wasn't like a total bust, but he did make a couple plays, but obviously the ratio was probably 2 or 3 bad plays to 1 good play. Is that the type of ratio we're looking at?
I mean, listen, overall, he didn't play well. That's all that really matters.
Of course. And when you're playing single call like that, man, you get exposed real quick with no help.
He got exposed, and he looked lost at times, like normal rookies look lost, especially rookies that had no offseason. Remember, that's the other thing. So that's the other challenge for these young guys. Some may be able to acclimate themselves quickly. Others are going to struggle right now. And Noah is one of those guys that was struggling, and right now he's not playing. And right now they don't need him, okay? Because they've got Nick. There you go. How about that? They don't need him. They got Nick. So that's the way it goes. But eventually that kid will get the opportunity